You're listening to Package Your Genius, a conversation designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Package Your Genius. I am coming to you on Tuesday, January 16th, the day after Martin Luther King Jr. Day here in the U.S., and I am recovering from a very powerful weekend where I hosted members of the Package Your Genius Academy's cohort 3 and 4 students. They came into D.C., and we spent the whole weekend going over our curriculum and kind of refreshing our minds around some of the topics that we covered during our programs. But it was a really cool experience because this was the first time that I had multiple cohorts come together in one event. So usually I host the cohort separately and they've been getting to know one another through our private online forum. So they have a sense of who everyone is and, you know, they're excited to make those in-person connections after talking to people and hearing about them through this program. And this weekend, we had people who had never interacted before connect. And it was so powerful to see how, even though some of the students had never met and had never connected online through me or my content, I guess, you know, I just attract a certain type of person. And it's funny how the people who are drawn to you, you know, if you are at the center of a community, those people typically move in a similar way and have a similar energy and can connect with one another. So I learned so much this weekend about community building and about the power of tribes and the power of being authentic, because I don't think that I would attract people who really liked and connected with each other if I weren't showing up authentically. But anyway, I wanted to talk today a little bit about something my husband and I were chatting about over the holiday break. And he had gotten on me because he noticed that I was not posting as frequently as I had been posting in the past on social media. And so this was alarming to him because I am a personal branding coach and consultant in my work, right? So a part of what I do is I help people talk about themselves and promote themselves online. And he had noticed that I wasn't promoting myself as rigorously, I guess, as I had been doing in the past. And it's funny because I typically am the person who's cheering for my clients and for my friends and for my students to put themselves out there, get more visible. People need to see you. Where are you? You're not talking about your work. You're not out there. How are people going to find you? And I found myself kind of in need of a pep talk of my own because I had just started to feel like I was saying some of the same things, right? So I don't know if you've ever felt like that before, that especially if you've been creating content for a really long time. So I have been generating content for well over a decade. And obviously, I haven't been talking about the same thing that whole time. But I would say over the past 4 or 5 years, I have been pretty consistent about my messages around personal branding and the importance of packaging your genius. And so we'll have moments of insight and I'll have new ideas and things I want to share, obviously, from time to time. But the big idea is pretty much the big idea. And so I told him that, you know, I was kind of whining and being ridiculous. And I said, oh, I've said it all before, you know, there's nothing new to say and people don't want to hear me saying the same old thing over and over again. Like, I don't want to, you know, repeat myself. And he would not let me leave it there. And he said that, you know, I have to be a broken record, right? And when he said that, I don't know, I felt like that was a message that someone else needed to hear. Like, you have to be a broken record. And, you know, I talk about this ironically with my students, but it just goes to show that, you know, no one is exempt from those feelings of not having anything new to say or feeling like what they're saying is like the same old thing. And I'm a perfectionist, a high achiever. I like original thought, original ideas. And if I don't have anything new to say or a new spin to put on something, you know, I can easily kind of fall into that line of thinking that says, well, I've said all that there is to say, and if anyone wants to hear or read my thoughts on this, they can go back to my archives. But that's not realistic, right? Because, you know, how many times are people going to give you that liberty of searching through your archives to see if you have said something when they're looking for some new information? And so I started thinking about myself and how, you know, even as a person who empowers others to share their message, I can still have moments when I don't want to share my own. Like, people may think that I love to promote myself and self-promotion is just like fun, but it's really a means to an end, because I understand that if I'm not spreading the word and telling people about what I'm doing, it's going to be much harder for people to discover me, to find me, and to engage with my work, engage with my content. It's going to be harder for me to grow my impact and grow my business, right? But on the same hand, you know, I argue back to my husband, like, how many times can I communicate? Okay, it's important to package your genius. Your personal brand matters. You have to tell your story. The world needs your message. And he helped me to see that because I am so close to my message. I'm so close to my content. You know, I'm drowning in my own content, my own ideas, and my own thoughts. And I'm thinking about these things all the time because I really live it. Like, it's not just my work, but it is just a part of who I am. And so because I am always thinking about it and I'm so close to it, I may have seen it all and heard it all before, but other people are not paying the level of attention to what I'm saying and what I'm doing. And obviously they're not in my head, so they're not listening to that kind of loop of package your genius, personal branding is important. Like, that's not something that is playing in their heads. Like, that's my message, right? And so, you know, he helped me to think about while repeating yourself is not necessarily, you know, being repetitive for repetition's sake or just to fill the air, but by reinforcing my core thesis, which essentially is that high achievers who keep their heads down and focus only on doing good work must learn to be intentional about telling others what they're up to if they want to keep reaching new audiences, that core thesis is one that bears repeating. Like, it needs to be repeated because we forget how important it is for us to keep sharing our messages and to keep telling people what we're doing, because other people are not thinking about our work in the way that we are, right? And so this past year, it's been interesting because I really took a step back from content creation, I think, to the degree that I have in years past, because I've been really busy building community behind the scenes. So with Package Your Genius Academy, I literally just wrapped up this weekend the fourth cohort, which I can't even believe it. I remember being nervous about the very first cohort that went live, I guess you could say, in spring of 2016. So to wrap up another
cycle, a fourth group to usher a fourth group through the material and to build with them has been amazing. But I have been kind of behind the scenes because a lot of my speaking and content creation and online activity has been focused on them, right? So these four groups, each time I have a new group, like I really try to build connection with them online and help them connect with one another. And obviously I'm delivering the content through the academy. So we have a whole curriculum on personal branding and making yourself visible. But a part of making yourself visible from the academy perspective anyway, is that, you know, a lot comes up for people when they're not used to being front and center and they're used to being behind the scenes. So we really support them as they step out there and kind of face their fears and face any of the issues that have been holding them back from kind of stepping out there, putting themselves out there, or pulling the trigger on a new project. So it's a lot of support. It's a lot of community building connection. And sometimes there are tears. Like, it's a lot, right? In a really, really, really great way. So I found my energy being pulled into that as well as my one-on-one client work. So my brand strategy sessions, my brand strategy days. So working with clients where we take deep dives into their personal brands and their messages, and we kind of create a strategy for them to put themselves out there. But that happens behind closed doors, right? No one else sees that. That's an experience that I share with that other client and no one else. And so I think a lot of my energy has been spent, you know, promoting the message, but promoting it in, you know, the vacuum of those one-on-one conversations or the private student groups for my academy cohorts. But even though I'm not necessarily pushing new content out every day, especially when it comes to the podcast, which I love this as a medium so much because new people are discovering my work for the first time every single day. And I want to repeat that because that is huge. New people are discovering my work and your work for the first time every single day. So even if you've been blogging or podcasting or sharing on social media for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, you have not reached everyone who is ultimately going to be impacted by your work. You haven't even scratched the surface. So if each day is a new opportunity to connect and engage and inspire someone new, then what are you doing? What am I doing, right? I think when we step back and say, I don't want to keep talking about the same thing over and over again, we are forgetting that we're not just talking to the people who know us now. We're talking to the people who may be intrigued to get to know us because of this new thing or old thing or repackaged thing that we end up sharing, right? So each day is a new chance to introduce your products, your services, your events, your community, and your brand. And that is why you have to be, as my husband said, a broken record, right? Like, you have got to keep reinforcing your core message, the thing that people need to know most from you, because you don't know when someone who needs what you have to share is going to stumble across you. And so if you stop sharing and stop preaching that message, you might miss out on connecting with someone who desperately needs, you know, that old content that you're tired of talking about or that old message that you're tired of sharing. So you have to be a broken record. I mean, even if, think of it this way, even if you have 1 million followers, right? And I don't have 1 million followers by any means yet. But even if you have 1 million followers, there are 7 billion people, 7 billion plus people on this planet. So that's over 6.9 billion, not million, billion people that you could still reach. And that's assuming that you have 1 million followers, which you may or may not. I don't. So that's even more people, right? And I think we get caught up in focusing on who knows about us now and not wanting to step on the toes of the people who are following us. And we forget that our message and our content has the power to connect us with this whole other universe. Like, we have no idea who is on the verge of finding us, you know, reading our books, finding our podcasts in iTunes or wherever else people are listening to the podcast, stumbling across an article or a quote that we were, you know, acknowledged in. Like, we just don't know. And even if your existing followers are saying your messages and you are saying, you know, the same old thing, or you feel like, you know, you're giving them content that's not necessarily fresh and new. You know, when content is good and when ideas are good and they stand the test of time, they bear repeat, like they need to be repeated, and people can adopt them and understand them and more realistically implement them and move them into action if they hear them repeatedly. And then also, the people who are following you aren't thinking about your topic all the time the way that you are, right? Like, you're listening to this podcast, but I doubt that you're thinking about packaging your genius and personal branding every hour, every 20 minutes in the way that I am. So when you hear something from me, it's probably a nice reminder that, oh, hey, I need to go do that. That's right. I should reach out to that reporter and see if I can get that media interview, or let me, you know, make it a goal to get my website set up this year, or I'm going to finally start submitting my stuff for more speaking engagements so I can really push this book that I've written. So I wanted to share that with you and to remind you that if you've got good content and good ideas, by repeating yourself and being a broken record, as my husband said, you're reinforcing your big ideas and keeping yourself top of mind to, you know, the people who may not need what you have to offer yet, but when they do need it, because you've been a broken record, you're the first person that they think about. And so for those of you who have not, you're in the opposite position, you have not started talking about yourself or your business or your services at all, please start. It's time to start. You've got to get out there. And if you're not saying anything, then you really need to become a broken record and start talking about what your business does, what you have to offer, why this is important, why this is needed for the audience that needs this service or this product or this community, right? Start, you know, telling people why they need to consider what you have to offer this year. So with that, I am going to wrap up and get ready for a meeting. A couple of announcements. I'm so excited. I have two really, really exciting things. This has just been a really exciting few days. So spending the weekend with my students in person is just like my very favorite thing in the world. I mean, it's one thing to teach because I love to teach and I love to share and I love to help people really break through their own issues with visibility and really embrace that what they have to offer is something that the rest of the world needs and really put a plan in place to become more visible and get out of their own way. Like, that's my passion. But getting to see people who I've convened and brought together to work through this challenge and work through these ideas and to see them connect with one another, friendships were formed, business partnerships were formed, you know, book club is in the works, like all of these amazing things that I think are just so needed in this digital age when we, especially those of us who work in our own businesses and may not necessarily go to a job, or even if you do go to a job, but you have a passion project or a business that you're trying to grow on the side and you don't interact with people who are doing the same thing in your day-to-day life, it can be very lonely, right? And it's hard to kind of keep yourself motivated to push through and write the book or record the podcast episodes or tell people about your service. It's hard to psych yourself up when you don't have support. So to see that manifesting and people finding their support partners and accountability partners in my presence was just such an honor and so humbling and so inspiring. It just felt amazing. And so we decided to launch a Facebook group for all of my past Academy cohort members. So kind of a global group for people who have been through my academy, but I also would love to invite you as a listener of the Package Your Genius podcast, a reader of my blog, and just a person who is in my orbit. I would like to invite you to be a part of the Facebook group, which you can find by searching Package Your Genius with Amanda Miller Littlejohn on Facebook. So my vision for this group is to obviously provide a place for alumni of Package Your Genius Academy to connect with one another and stay in touch once their program materials and the program ends. And so we're not on that weekly schedule of talking and connecting. But it's also a chance to get to know you and to connect with you and, you know, talk beyond this podcast, because you're hearing me, but I don't get to hear from you. I don't get to hear what your thoughts are on the episodes or on the content I'm creating. So I would love if you would go to Facebook right now and search for Package Your Genius with Amanda Miller Littlejohn and request to join the group. Our first initiative of the group is a book club. We are going to be reading Michael Hyatt's new book, Your Best Year Ever. And so the book club, I'm not sure how often we're going to read a book. I'm actually not running the book club. Some of my graduates have taken that on as their project, but that's the first book of the group. And we may be reading a new book each month. I'm not sure. But even if you're not interested in the book club, you'll definitely want to join the Facebook group just so that you can connect with me more informally and meet, you know, an entire new network of people who could potentially be your accountability partners, your friends, your mentors, your customers and clients. And there's some brilliant people in this group already. I literally just started it last night, so we only have a few people in there. But there's brilliant people in there already. So if you like what I am sharing on my podcast and you've read my work and it resonates with you, I hope you'll consider the Facebook group as a new digital playground for you to meet other people who are doing great things and to obviously find the community and support that can kind of help you get to your next level. So that's one thing. Facebook group, you got to join it. The second, well, third, because the first thing that happened this weekend was obviously the Academy retreat. The second thing was this awesome group that, and shout out to Amber Cabral and Meredith Moore Crosby, excuse me, for really pushing me to start the group, and Risha Moxley as well. So they really said, hey, we need a community where we can keep these connections and conversations going. So shout out to them for pushing me to do it and for stepping up to lead in a community engagement capacity. But the third amazing thing that happened this weekend was my son, Connor, who's 9 years old, published his first book. Now, that's a whole nother podcast episode that I will record at a later date, because he has inspired me to finish my book. But long story short, he worked on a book over the winter holiday break, and I told him that if he finished it, I would help him publish it and get it up on Amazon. And so he held up his end of the bargain. So I was excited to support him and help him publish his first literary project. So the book is called Zombie Tag, and it's actually the first book in a series called Tag You're It. So it's Tag You're It, Zombie Tag. Zombie Tag is book one. And it's available on Amazon. And if you want to get to the page where the book is so you can learn more about it, you can just go to ConnorLittlejohn.com, and that redirects right to his Amazon page. And his name is spelled C-O-N-N-O-R, and that's L-I-T-T-L-E-J-O-H-N.com. So the book is written for other elementary aged students. So I would say from second to about fifth grade is the reading level. And it's a chapter book. It's a short chapter book. It's a quick read. It's funny. It's called a horror story, but it's really more of a humorous horror story. But I read it and laughed out loud. I've had a couple of adult friends read it and laugh out loud. He kind of has this like David Sedaris voice where he, you know, writes in the way that he's thinking. So he says things in the right. You have to get it and read it to see what I'm talking about. But if you have a child in your life who loves to read, or if you just like to support a young author who has already packaged his genius, please visit ConnorLittlejohn.com to check out Zombie Tag. But please don't forget to join the Facebook group so we can chit-chat over there and talk about what's holding you up, how you're going to be a broken record in 2018, and to build community with the other awesome people who I have met along my journey. So thank you so much for listening. If you're in iTunes, they've made it so easy now to give ratings and reviews. It's literally like a one-touch situation. So if you could visit iTunes and give the podcast a 5-star rating, that would really help us to get in front of more people and obviously increase the credibility of the program and help me reach more people with the important message of why you need to package your genius. Thanks so much for listening. I will see you in the Facebook group.